So now, and you've come from the world of TV as well. You worked on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the main difference between television and movie scores?
Well, the main difference is time and money, for one thing. On a TV series, you have to write 6, 7, 8 minutes of music a day. Not only that, you have to produce it and finish it, not just write it, and turn it around very quickly with very limited resources. It's great to be able to work in film where I only have to write 2 minutes a day, and where I have access to orchestras in the cases where a film needs an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
From a creative standpoint, there's not really that much difference. Whatever that magical process is of putting music to picture to help in storytelling, it's pretty much the same. The cues tend to be longer in films. There's more superficial considerations, like you would never have to go to commercial in a film, so you don't really have to write these little 5-10 second cues that go, "Whoa, here comes a commercial." But aside from that, I would say the process is the same, and a composer who's good at one is no reason to think why they wouldn't be equally good at the other.
Now, did your work on Buffy the Vampire Slayer help you prepare for Elektra?
It definitely did. It was a great training ground. Elektra's a 75-minute score. It's a huge amount of music, especially for someone like me who's more accustomed to 25, 30 minutes in your typical comedy. It was definitely a challenge to have to write that much action music. And having the experience of Buffy, where I had to write 2 or 3 action cues with a lot of notes, and they're all really fast, and they take forever to write. But just having had to do that week in, week out was great preparation.
Well, on the Escape from McCabe's Cue, you actually brought in, or another composer helped you, Kevin Cleish. What is his involvement?
Well, he's my orchestrator, and has worked with me as my orchestrator on, I think, every film I've done over the last 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And his involvement on that cue was to basically, he contributed 1 or 2 pieces to that initial sampling session I did. He wrote just a little string motif that I was particularly taken with. And I sampled it and processed it just a little bit and then used it as the basis for that cue. And then it was only a 2-bar snippet, which I then developed into a whole piece. But since his composition was the nugget that inspired the whole piece, he's co-composer.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned sampling on many occasions. Do you find that the sampler has, in fact, become an instrument now?
It definitely has, absolutely. I think that not even specifically so much the sampler, but just what you can do with technology and computers and the software that's out there. There's an infinite number of instruments, really, and they're each complex and in their own right. And certainly the sampler and tools like it in pop music have become their own instrument. With the blurring of the lines between DJs and musicians as well, I think it all plays into that.
Mm-hmm. So how much did Rob Bowman become involved in the score?
He was very much involved, like any good director. We had more or less weekly meetings where I would play music for him and we'd talk about it. We were blessed with a relatively long schedule, simply because it was brought in early enough. In fact, the schedule for the movie was completely insane, but because I was brought in right after they started shooting, for me, it was relatively luxurious. I had time to experiment. So it was a really great collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Do you find visiting the set gives you inspiration?
Not really. It's kind of fun to see movie stars,
mm-hmm.
but you can't really get a feel for the pacing and the flow and the feel of a film, which is so much about what I tap into when I'm thinking about musical ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to read a script or see one scene being shot over and over again and really get a sense of what the music ought to be like. For me, I don't really get too many ideas until I start seeing, you know, an early rough cut.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that the use of computers in your work now gives you a chance to sort of be able to maybe make quick changes to the score if you have to?
Absolutely, and on a film like this, it's essential because they meaning the editors and the filmmakers, were making changes to the film right up until after we scored the movie. A lot of what I was doing was racing to keep up with those picture changes, and without the use of computers, it would be impossible. Same goes for the picture editing side. Without the use of computers in their editing rooms, they wouldn't be able to make these changes anyway. So the use of computers just makes everyone's schedule and the pressure to continue making changes just makes it compressed and stressed for everybody.
So now you mentioned right off the beginning that you brought in the orchestra to do that. Did you get a chance to mock up the score first before you actually went into a full recording, or did you actually just sort of go into a recording session and present the score that way?
Well, if you're referring to the initial recording session, which was just for sampling, I didn't do any mock-ups in that case because I knew that it was going to be changed so much that there would be no point. But certainly, during the process of the proper composition of the score, it's essential to mock everything up because otherwise, as a composer, you're faced with the possibility of getting to the recording session and things blowing up and somebody not being happy with the score. So I always try to make as accurate a representation as possible while I'm writing the score so that there are no surprises at the scoring session.
Well, so is there a difference between scoring, let's say, for a female hero as opposed to a male hero?
Nope, I don't think so. I think the only way in which that would affect the scoring is indirectly through whatever story elements are specific to gender. For instance, in Elektra, one of the story elements was her maternal instincts. And in the story, she's protecting this young girl. That inspired a certain kind of a music, but I wasn't thinking specifically about gender.
Okay. Well, now, as a composer, you often see a film being in progress.
Yes.
And does that ruin the movie-going experience for you?
It certainly ruins the experience of seeing the movies I've worked on. I think it would be impossible for me to ever see a movie I've worked on through the eyes of a person seeing it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that's a big loss to me because the enjoyment of working on it certainly surpasses the enjoyment of seeing a great movie as well. But when I see a film, if the story is working, then I'm not even paying attention to the music. I'm just engrossed in the characters and the story.
So at any point, if you're seeing a film not scored by you, it doesn't take you out to say, I would have done that a little bit differently.
Well, there's an old joke. How many composers does it take to screw in a light bulb? 10, one of them to do it and 9 of them to say, I could have done that better. I think if thoughts like that start popping into my head, I think all that means is that the movie's not so good, or at least I'm not enjoying it very much. If I start to notice the music, it's because I'm bored and there's nothing else to think about.
Okay, so now you've had sort of this on-again, off-again thing with the Pink Panther.
Yeah.
You were doing the score, and then you weren't doing the score, and now you're doing the score again.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Yes. What is your involvement with the Pink Panther movie right now?
I'm scoring it.
Oh, you are scoring it, okay.
Indeed. I can confirm that. I started a couple of weeks ago. There were some schedule conflicts which caused the flip-flop, but I'm happy to say that I'm back and staying.
Okay. So now, do you know if you'll get a chance to use Henry Mancini's theme?
Certainly. Not only will I get a chance, I think we're going to put it in anywhere we can. It's just such a great theme. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what does the future hold for you? I mean, obviously, you're doing the Pink Panther, but what else have you got on tap right now?
Next week, I'm recording the score to a film called Ice Princess, which is a Disney movie about figure skaters, a figure skating drama with Michelle Trachtenberg.
Well, I appreciate the time you've given me today, and it's just been it's been great speaking to you again.
Well, thank you.